Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Tof Kuf Tes Vav, and we are still in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're going to be in Sif Aleph today and tomorrow, and we pick up on the second line on Kuf Lamed Hei Omid Beis with the Ramah. Yesterday we learned that if a non-Jewish person were to do something for you, plucking a fruit or bringing something from outside the Tchum, we had a whole discussion that you're not allowed to get benefit from it on Yom Tov Rishon or even on Yom Tov Sheni, Kidei Shiasu. And that's what the discussion we were in yesterday. We read the Hakdama from the Mishnah Berurah, and we pick up today with the words of the Ramah. So Ramah tells us, this item that is Osir, according to the Mechaber, Va'afilu Ovar V'Nosan Lefiv Ula Osu, even if you went so far as to put this Isser item into your mouth and started chewing it, also, levolo, you're not allowed to go swallow it. Brings us down from the Rash and the Mishnais. Now, let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei. Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'hu Adin, the same halacha applies even in Bishogeg, Norsan Lesokviv, even if by accident he put it into his mouth. Not that he did it b'mezid, but he put it into his mouth by accident. Nevertheless, he has to spit it out. The Mishnah continues and says, "Umashma mistimas poskim." It's also clear from the fact that the poskim don't make a distinction. Da'afilu mekvar beirech alzeh. Even if he already made the bracha on this item, nevertheless, also levo is not allowed to finish eating it and swallow it because the muktzah. It's muktzah, like kishar achilas iser, like you're not allowed to eat something that is aser. The Dershu footnotes number 21 and 22 tell us some important additional ideas. So if you look in Dershu footnote number 21, he says, what happens in Beirach v'Ochal, if somebody did make a brach on it and ate it, you hear this, are you allowed to answer amen? You see what's going on. You see that he ate this thing that you weren't allowed to eat, and he just says, shakol yebid varo. Can I go and answer amen to his bracha? So we learned earlier in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav in Hilchos Brachos where it said Le'inyan Adam She'ochal Dover Issa. If somebody ate something that was forbidden to be eaten, so Avshein also be Etzem. It's not intrinsically Osir. For example, he made a neder Shelo Lechol Dover Maichol. Is a perfectly kosher good food, and he said I make a neder not to eat this, and then he went and ate it. So also Imhu Dover She'ino Osir Elam Midrabanan. Or similarly, if it's something that's only Osir Midrabanan, and we learned over there. If you know this is the case, you're not allowed to answer amen on his bracha. And he says, likewise, if somebody did eat, they're not allowed to make a bracha chrona. They ate by mistake, and now somebody tells him you weren't allowed to eat that. Well, he says, well, now I have to make a bracha chrona. No, you don't make a bracha chrona, because such a bracha is not called a bracha, it's called minayitz. You're disgusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, you shouldn't do so. Now, this, he points out, is only true if you did this b'mezid. But if the person ate it b'shogeg, so then he's allowed to make a bracha chrona. Finally, Dershu footnote number 22 brings down, likewise, Hu Adin, Misha Berech Adover Maichel, if somebody made a bracha on a food, Vinis Orlo Eze Chashash Issub Maichel, or Filu Chumra, and something came up, and now he sees that there was something wrong with it, and he didn't realize this beforehand. So Rav Ozna, Zatzal, in the Shevet Alevi, brings down, in the name of the Stechemet, Enu Chayiv Machmas Issub Brachel Vatola. You don't say, because, oh, there's going to be a Brachel Vatola, that better go and eat the thing. So he made the bracha, then he sees there's something wrong over here, so don't make don't put it in your mouth and be over a actual isser. No, you made a mistake. Too late to rectify that mistake, but don't make another mistake and just say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, and that'll be fine. He says, "Linyan Misha Berecha Paskod Avdola." What about if somebody ate bread before Avdola? You're not allowed to do that. So he said, "Here, if you made the bracha, you can go and eat it." Rav Ozan Zatzal also brings down that here we make it because of the bracha of Avdola. We make it as if he started eating beforehand when he was allowed to. Finally, in regards to a sick person, cholish embo sakana, and he has to eat something that's muktza. So here is a machlokas. Not sure. It's not clear. Stopping in Rekiva Egan, Shilz Jews Rekiva Egan, in this muktza item is nechshav kamaichel iser v'aser lusarapos aydei chilaso. So this item is muktza, and you can't go and eat this item, and you're not allowed to go and get better from it. So therefore, afilu shitas shulchan aruch that says hutru kol shvusim l'chola shevo sakona that a shvus is allowed to be, this isn't considered a shvus over here. Mikol makom, the Marmor says also l'srabel say de'achilas isra na even a derabbanan. Or do we say no? Maybe this is only over here. Sheva ein hamuktzah nechshav ela maichel heter. This is a maichel heter, but has a isra of chilul shabbos on it because it's muktzah, and then you would be allowed to go and eat it. So he's left with the tzarich ein over here. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that it's mutter. V'chein tzidei chazon ish. And this is also the opinion in the Pesukei Teshuva, that this is the Maskan, even Rav Akiva Eger as well. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, Fafilu letaltalan osir. Not only are you not allowed to eat them or get hanah from them, you're not even allowed to move them because they're muktzah. Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sefer Katan Vav, the muktzah, as I just said. The Chanal, as we've already learned previously. Dershu footnote number 23 adds, Mikol makom, Kol Zman Shamuktzu Biyad Nachri, while the guy is actually holding on to this Doran that he's going to give to you, Mutu Lomar LeNachri, you'll have to tell the Nachri, L'tal Talem L'Nicham Heichon Shirtzah. So he's about to give you the present. Once he gives you the present, you can't move it, you can't use it, you can't get enough from it, it's Muktzah. So you can say, do me a favor, don't put it over here, put it over there in the closet, put it over there, wherever I would want it to be, that's allowed. Now, Mechaber continues, he says, Ula Erev, that night, after Yontif, this is Yontif Rishon, La Erev, that night, Mutarim Bichdei Sheyasu. As we had already pointed out in our introduction, this opinion holds that you only have to wait Kidei Sheyasu, the amount of time that it would have taken to do this plucking or this trapping, whatever it is, and that half hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it is, that's how long you have to wait, and then you can have it, even though it's Yontif Sheni. And that's what he says, Uvishnei Yomim Tovim Sholgolius. This applies even on the Shnei Yomim Tovim Sholgolius. Mhuva B'yom Rishon was born on the first day. Mutar Miyad B'leil Yontif Sheni B'chdei Sheyasu. Even there, in this situation, you can get benefit from it as soon as it's past the time of K'dei Sheyasu. Now, this is the first opinion. This is the Mechaber's opinion. This, we'll see, was Rashi's opinion we had discussed. And let's look inside now in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav. We continue where he says, V'gam D'kevin D'osru B'achila, since it is also not obviously allowed to be eaten, mimela osur nami betiltu. That's why you can't be betiltu, because it's moktsa. Dumi the tevel. It's no different than something that's osur, like tevel. Below dumi la nevela, he says, as opposed to nevela, the asur bechila, you can't eat nevela. However, vishayi betiltu, but you're allowed to move nevela. Why is that? Because it's not moktsa. Hasim chazil klovim. It's capable to be given to your dog. Avalocha, you have no intention of giving this to your dog, and therefore it is muktzah. Began, furthermore, the nevela in asura machas israyom. And also, the nevela has nothing to do with the asura of that day. Now, the nevela is also because it's also by itself. The issue foot number 24 adds, omnam, dover sha osur af behana, something that is forbidden not just to eat, but it's also behana. For example, chametz on Pesach. So then, we already learned in Simon, Tof Mem Dalit in Hilchos Pesach, Sha'avshu Omid L'Klovim, even though it's roy, edible to be eaten by a dog, also L'Tadlo. You're not allowed to move it because it's also by Noah. Bishum Sha'a also L'Nil L'Klovim, because you can't give it to your dog. However, he does bring down, there's a machlokis, are you allowed, if it's permissible or not, for a dover that's also by Noah to give it to a wild dog? So that's a whole question, a separate question. Some suggest that since you are obligated to take care of dogs, you have to be merachim on dogs, so even the wild dogs are considered that you're obligated, and therefore you're getting benefit from a dover that's also by Noah. And others say, no, the wild dog's not your obligation, and if you give it to the wild dogs, that's okay. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, many times that based upon this reasoning, afilu lo erev shu tchilas yom acher, even if this nighttime is halachically a separate day, hu tchilas yom acher, nevertheless, kivin shu also ba'achila, since you're not allowed to eat it still at that point in time until akadish yasa, until you have enough time to have prepared it, so mimele nami also betilti, you're still not allowed to be metalted it then. And he says, ayin sof siv dalit, in the Ramah over there, masha kosav the Mishnah Berurah, we'll get to that mitzvah Hashem in a little bit of time. Now, the Mechaber then tells us, La'erev mutar b'chdei sheyasu. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, k'dei shelo yehana mimlocha shenasas b'shul Yisrael b'yomtev. The reason why it's also k'dei sheyasu is because you shouldn't get any hanah from something that was done incorrectly on yomtev. And therefore, v'kim shemamtim shiur k'dei sheyohana b'chol, shuv enonenim melechus yom tov. And therefore, you're not getting any benefit if you wait, because then you could have done it after Yontif. So you're not really benefiting from the fact that it was done on Yontif at all, and that's why you have to wait Kadesh Yasa, even though it's a day of Chol. Now, the issue number 25 says, Lav Davka, Kishosa, Anochi Melocha, Lisol Asmo, Meatzmo. It's not only talking about here where the guy did it on his own, but even when the Yid asked the guy to do him this, so he shouldn't have done so, you're still allowed to get an off from it after the time period of Kadesh Yasa. Now, the next Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, tells us that this applies even when it is Yontif Sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mi'ikara, that the first part of this Mechaber was talking about Ma'ir Be'eretz Yisrael, Shurak Yom Echot. So it's saying that after the one day of Yontif and Eretz Yisrael is over, so you still have to wait Kadesh Yasu on the day after Yontif. But he's telling us now, oh, B'chutz Loritz, or this same thing would apply in Chutz Loritz on the second day, V'nasam Locha B'yontif Sheni. So then the night afterwards is Chol. You still have to wait Kadesh Yasu. You have to wait until it's nighttime when it's Chol, and then you add on Kadesh Yasu. And now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber is adding that even in Chutz Loritz, when it's the first day going into the second day, the same halacha applies. You can't host it. apish the yom tov shogalis. That this same halacha applies even on the yom tov sheni shogalis. Shel erev yom rishon yontifu. That after the first day, it's still yontif on the second day. Afilu hachi. Even in this situation, ein tzorich lahamtin erev yontif rishon. Even for that person, you don't have to wait beyond the amount of time kadesh yasu on the yontif sheni. Even for that person that the guy brought the darim for him, so even the person that it's being brought for, he is allowed to use it. So it was brought to him on Yom Tov Rishon, and we're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov Rishon. But even that person who was brought for is allowed to use it on Yom Tov Sheni once you've waited the period of time Kadesh Yasu. That's the Chiddush over here of the Mechaber. Why? The Mimonoshot, the Mishmur says. Yom Echot Cholu, because we know one of the 2 days of Yom Tov is really not Yom Tov. Is what we call a sfeika d'yoma. We don't technically know. Minigav Asena, they didn't know whether it was yontif today or yontif tomorrow. But one of the days is really not yontif. And therefore, dim yom harishon kodesh. If the first day is really kodesh, halo akshav chol, then today is really chol. Vadai b'chdesh yasu. And therefore, the chdesh yasu was fine, like every other one day yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Vim harishon chol, and if the first day was really chol, then he didn't do anything wrong. Halo nazis ablocha behetter. Vim tzorach lishos klal. And therefore, you wouldn't have to go and wait even 1 minute. So therefore, when we're waiting on the second day of Yontif, when the work was done on the first day of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, so then the guy who brought you the Daron, you're allowed to use it, even if he brought it for you, Kadesh Yasu. That's the psak of the Mechaber. Now, we'll just finish up today's shiur. It's a relatively short shiur with the issue footnotes number 28 and 29. So the issue footnote number 28 says, we said differently, however, in regards to fish previously. We learned previously in Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin, that in the case we're not sure whether the fish were caught on Yom Tov Rishon or Yom Tov Sheni, so there we said you can't take this mimar shach. Sheyeshamim sheimasurim b'Yom Tov Sheni. There also on Yom Tov Sheni, in any event, kidin sofik muchan. This is a regular case of that they weren't prepared. The ein latim, and we don't say the svek sveika. What's the svek sveika? Number one, shema hayom uchol. Maybe it was really trapped on a day that was chol. Shariz manenu b'kiyam on a b'kiyas chodesh. We know exactly when Yom Tov is. When we say that Pesach is either today or tomorrow, well, today is called Tes Vav. Tomorrow is Tes Zayin. We know exactly what days we're talking about. And we really know that Tes Zayin is the first day of Chol HaMoed. We don't say that it's, well, maybe it's really Yom Tov. We really know that. Ella, shanu mekayimim, minhag ha'aseinu yadein. We follow this practice that the Gemara said, don't discard. They didn't know, even though we know, because they had Al-Hariyah, they had the Edom coming, and therefore it wasn't clear which day the Edom had come. They were far away. And therefore, Mishum Kach Nechshav Midrabon Yom Tov Sheni Levada Yom Tov. And therefore, based upon this, by the fish, we don't apply this idea that one day Mimon Shach is really Chol. The Ein Kana L'Sofik Echos. So therefore, we only have one Sofik, which is, was the fish caught on Yom Tov or not? And therefore it says, Yesh lahachmir kideyazu im lo behefsim ruba. And we should follow this opinion unless there is a hefsim ruba, a large financial loss. Now the Shulchan Arav says, why are we so strict? It's a din derabanan. So he brings down a very interesting idea. It says, Issa muktza hu siag li isurei Torah. The mitzvah of muktza prevents a tremendous amount of chilul Shabbos. And it's an essential guard on Shabbos. And therefore, the rabbis were very machmir. And therefore, they were machmir here, even on the suffix on Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because otherwise, people are going to say, well, Yom Tov Sheni is not such a big deal. And we're not allowed to take Yom Tov Sheni lightly. As opposed to, that's by the case of the fish, as opposed to our case here, this isn't a question of muktzah. We know exactly when it was trapped. It was trapped yesterday. There's no suffix, maybe it was trapped today. And therefore, the old question here was, Melechus Nochri. And therefore, we're not allowed to go and get benefit from the Nochri, but that's why they don't have to be so machmir, because it's not the important Isser of Muktzah. Finally, Dishavut number 29 says, V'avsha asurim aperos v'adogim v'tul t'ol amatzi Shabbos b'chdei shiasu. Even though we say you can't go and move these fruits or these fish, whatever it is, that the guy brought to you, even when it's chol, you have to wait to move them, even kidei shiasu. And therefore, v'imkein yesh lo'osam kol yom tov sheni v'shom migu liyaskosoy v'nei shmoshos, it's called kol yoma. He says, wait a second, you're not allowed to move it, so then during the b'nei shmoshos period of time, it was muktzah. And therefore, once something's muktzah, the b'nei shmoshos, it should be muktzah all day. So how come, the question is, here it was muktzah at the start of yom tov sheni, so it should be muktzah the whole time. So he brings out from the Ritva, Shein Omer Migu, this is right, on Yantav Sheni. Why? Yantav Sheni, who Yom Chol Meikodin. It's really a day of Chol, and therefore we're not Machmir in this situation. And this is also the opinion of the Balaam Or, and he brings out from the Ritva as well. They don't say Migu, this is right, in regards to Yantav Sheni. However, he says, Abo, Bibain Hashmoshel Su Yantav Sheni, a Neser Elamachma Se Iso Shayom Sha'aba. It's not really Osir during that time. It's only from the previous day. That's why you have to wait Kiddush Yasu. And therefore, Yishlach Shiva L'Nesa Machmas Yom Abba. So you should consider it really to be from Yantav Sheni. He's left with the Tzarachi and he's not clear. With this, we conclude today's shir.